Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Devin Tuescher, who is starring in American Ballet Theatre's Swan Lake at the Kennedy Center January 25th through the 29th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome, of course.
Now, I read somewhere that this is sort of your debut, your first big major role here, and you're alternating it with the one and only Misty Copeland, and she's doing a couple nights, and you're doing the other nights. How big of an honor is that?
It's pretty exciting, yeah. I mean, she's such a wonderful dancer and such an inspiring artist to you know, the ballet world, and so it's such an honor just to be share the stage with her and be with her in the same role. So
how much interaction did you guys have? I mean, you know, in terms of like rehearsing and that sort of thing, are you guys actually interacting? Like, you picking anything up for her, or do you kind of rehearse separately?
We rehearse quite separately. There's occasions where we'll do some scenes together, and you know, it's always nice to see what the other dancers are doing, but generally we're doing kind of our separate own rehearsals.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, this isn't about Misty. This is about you. So let's dive in. But I guess before we dive too far in, I know a lot of our listeners, you and me, all of us are very familiar with Swan Lake, one of the most famous ballets ever. But let's just say maybe someone's hearing this that has never seen it. Maybe they only saw Black Swan. What? Give them just the basic, you know, breakdown of what the story is.
It's a love story, and it's about a prince choosing his bride and being told to do this by his mother, his queen mother, and so he goes out into the woods to kind of find himself because he, you know, doesn't like any of these women that he's being presented with, and he runs into this magical creature who is Odette, and she is a half swan, half woman, and she's been cast under this spell by the evil sorcerer Von Rothbart. And he casts a spell where she is trapped in the body of a swan unless one man swears to marry her and be with her forever. So the two meet and they have this magical evening. And then Von Rothbart tricks Prince Siegfried, and this is when the Black Swan comes in, and she tricks him and he swears to marry her as well, Odette, this Black Swan. And basically Odette's curse is still there because he's sworn to marry two people, so they don't live happily ever after together. It's quite sad.
It's okay. So some of those sad, tragic things are cathartic to go see at the theater. Obviously the play needs, and its themes need no introduction. It's just one of the classics. But in terms of your role, I mean, having to play sort of the dual role of the Swan Queen, both sides of that, the, you know, the light and the Black Swan, you know, how do you actually get into the mindset to do the double part, and does, how do you actually, you know, shape your movements to reflect both sides of that coin?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. I mean, naturally, I feel very emotionally and artistically connected to Odette, the White Swan. I feel, you know, more of a lyrical dancer. It's something that I artistically relate to, you know, more of the dramatic, sad type of roles are something that I really connect to. So naturally, that seems a little easier. Contrastly, the Black Swan, Odile, I feel quite, it's quite a challenge artistically to get into that role because I don't feel like naturally seductive or kind of evil or that kind of thing. That's very difficult for me, but
it's nice to hear that's the, you more relate to the other.
Yeah. You know, we can all relate to love and that kind of thing. So, but it's interesting because technically, physically, I actually relate quite a bit more to Odile Black Swan than I do to Odette. I feel technically and physically more challenged by Odette. So it's interesting, the two, you know, there's one thing I feel comfortable in, one, and the other not so much. So it's just a fine balance of finding my comfort level in both and being confident in both aspects of both parts.
Absolutely. And take us into just why is Tchaikovsky's music, like, I can just hear it playing in my head the whole time we're doing this interview, and yeah, it's so beautiful. Obviously, yeah, we just had the Nutcracker here a couple months ago, but then we have Swan Lake, and you know, just is there like a certain segment of the music that just sweeps you off your feet every time, or just in general, what, you know, what is that music? I love it.
That's so hard to pick one moment. There's so many moments. Yeah, I mean, it's so iconic. Like you said, it's such an iconic piece of music, and especially in the ballet world. And it's used a lot just in, you know, TV and in movies and a lot of things because it is so iconic and dramatic, and it kind of carries you. So, I mean, what's so great about it is it really, really tells the story and can carry you through quite a journey just by listening to the music. So it's so nice as a dancer to have something that really kind of helps you tell the story, and you can just completely involve yourself in and be swept away alone just by that music. So it's really great, and it's also just so beautiful. Like you said, it's so incredible.
Yeah, it's like simultaneously gorgeous and beautiful, but also it's like hypnotic and haunting.
Yeah.
And sort of like a swirling obsession. I wonder, right. Is the music itself, it almost has like these little circular runs in it, you know, almost like you're on a carousel, certain parts of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think that was sort of planned by him in turn, like this circular obsession that lures us in?
Yeah, I mean, the iconic classical, you know, moment is the 32 fouettés Odile, the Black Swan. She does 32 fouettés, which are this whirling, they're kind of a flipping, twirling motion. She does 32 of them in a row, and the music is swirling and whirling, and I think that that moment is her kind of casting her spell over Siegfried, and really, you know, she's just swirling him into a frenzy of he can't deny her, you know, he can't deny this beautiful magical creature who's doing this 32 turns in a row, and the music is doing the same thing, and it's just capturing that like evil spell aspect of it. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, that swirling, the spins are very interesting. Even when Darren Aronofsky directed Black Swan, there's a lot of those whipping camera spins too. So yeah. How did that move? How do you think that movie and Natalie winning the Oscar and all that just reintroduced it to let's say a wider, newer audience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. It really like brought ballet to the forefront, which is always wonderful. You know, we really, the art form is so beautiful and great, and when it can get that attention, that's great. And also, as well, the music of Swan Lake and the story of Swan Lake, you know, it's very dramatic, the movie, but it's also, you know, it really is iconic now, and a lot of people, the public, can relate to it in some way or another. They know the movie, and now they, you know, they think, oh, well, let's go see the ballet now and see what it's about. So it's great that that was really brought forward to public audiences for us, so.
Yeah, definitely. And what about your artistic director, Kevin McKenzie? What's it like working with him?
He's wonderful. He is so great. I mean, I've really grown up working with him, which is great. I've been in the company for a long time. And so, you know, he's really seen me kind of grow up and flourish and become this dancer that he really trusts. And so it's wonderful. And he has such great things to say. You know, he really knows every single aspect of the ballet, every single part, every single, you know, little tiny detail and moment he's thought out, and he knows what he wants. And so it's really nice to work with him and get the chance to, you know, speak with him and talk to him about parts and have his input. And he has so much to say. And also, you know, he's also a great dancer himself. And so he really can help in that aspect as well. So.
Awesome. How did you make your way into American Ballet Theater? Let's hear a little bit about yourself, because you were born in PA, right? But
yeah.
Didn't you started dancing in like Illinois? Just take me into how you got started with it.
Yeah. I mean, I moved around growing up quite a bit. But I was in Illinois, living in Illinois, and one of my best friends was doing dance, and I was kind of terrible at all other sports. Like, I had zero hand-eye coordination. My parents kept putting me in soccer and in, like, you know, tennis, and I was horrible at all of it, but I had a bunch of energy. I was a really energetic kid. I really wanted to be the center of attention, and, you know, so my friend was dancing, and they said, why don't you try a ballet class? And I did one ballet class, and I was hooked. It was from the first class. I remember just adoring my teacher and like wanting to be just like her and do everything that she did. And it was, you know, it was just like instantly hooked to this thing and this beauty of this thing called ballet. So it was from there that I just kind of stuck with it. I was at a competition jazz school and I did ballet solos and really stuck with ballet, and then moved to Vermont with my family and kept continuing training there. And then the JKO school at ABT contacted me. I had been doing summer programs here, and they asked me to join for the full year and come year round. So at 15, I moved down here with my mother to New York from Vermont. And we shared a little studio apartment and shared a bed and made it work. got very close. and yeah, I just joined the school at 15, and then at 16, they hired me into the second company. And then 17, I joined the main company, and I've been here ever since. So, you know, like I said, I've really grown up here. I've never been anywhere else. It's my dream company. It's, you know, so special to me to be here and to be doing this role for the first time with this company is my dream. It's really a dream come true. So
Well, we're really glad you chose ballet instead of soccer. Well, when you're half human, half swan, it's hard to be a goalie, you know? Yeah. Or maybe it would be easier. You just flap the wings and knock the ball. Yeah. I don't know, but we're too
bigger
far
wingspan.
Down. We're too far down that analogy.
Yeah.
Bring it back around. Awesome. But yeah, I mean, we're really happy for your success, and DC is just buzzing with ballet now that, you know, Julie Kent obviously came down and took over Washington Ballet.
Yeah, so exciting.
We're digging on it down here now. So we're glad that you're coming. Have you ever done Kennedy Center before?
I have. I mean, I perform at the company at Kennedy Center for the last 10 years since I've been the company. So, you know, it's really familiar to me, which is nice to, you know, dance on a familiar stage and feel comfortable. And the audiences are always so wonderful there. And so it's a really great experience.
Awesome. Well, if our listeners are hearing this and they've said, wow, that sounds really great. Let's say they've seen it before. What gets them out there again?
Well, I mean, you could come see me do my first one. I'm kidding.
That's all you need.
There you go. No, I think it's just such a, it's such an incredible ballet, and it'll really take you on such a transformative experience, a ride of, you know, hopefully we will be able to take you on an emotional journey that when you sit down in that audience that you can be carried away and swept away in this fairy tale moment, and for those 2 hours that you're in the theater, be, you know, leave whatever else you have going on in your life at the door, and really, you know, go on this journey with all these dancers and with us, that we can take you on that magical journey and hope you feel something. And so, you know, like I said, it's a relatable story. Everyone knows the story of love and betrayal, and it's always wonderful to see those kind of things. And, you know, no matter if you've seen it before, there's always something more to get from it. So
awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Wait, was this the white swan or the black swan we were talking to this whole time?
This was probably white.
I saw the other one creep in there every now and then.
Yeah.
But no, thanks so much again for talking to us. Again, it's American Ballet Theatre Swan Lake at Kennedy Center, January 25th. Through 29th. Come on out and see it. Thanks so much for joining us. You were great.
Thank you.